how are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
I'm on. Here I am. Okay. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, on this midweek broadcast of the program. Here we are, already Wednesday night, and we are continuing to move ahead to the end of the week. And, you know, don't forget, next Monday night is a holiday, and I won't be here. I'll be off. I'll be not laboring on Labor Day. How's that? How's that, huh? But in the meantime, it's just us. And tonight, we have invited to come on the program someone who has not been here really since the, I think the very beginning of summer, or around the beginning of June. And he is none other than John Clark, who is with the group Americans for Immigration Control. It seems like John has been busy, and now his enemies have been busy, and they've been attacking him, including the ACLU, the Communist Party, the Socialist Workers, the Trotskyites, the neocons, everybody. Yeah, everybody's attacking poor John. And he said, I want to come on, I want to talk to you about it, what's going on. And that's because he's making some gigantic strides, we all are, with regard to the, to the invasion USA. And, you know, when you strike and you strike at the enemy reacts. You know, you show a little light, you know, under the rock, and what happens? All of the ants, all of the critters, they go running for cover, and they don't like it. They get angry. So, he should be with us momentarily for a little bit, and I want you, yes, I want you, ladies and gentlemen, to get on the line and support John Clark and support the movement. And the number is 800-313-9443. That is the number. Before the break, let me just say a quick hello to him, John Clark. Hello.
How you doing, Rick?
Oh, I'm doing all right. I just mentioned you, and the fact that we haven't talked in a long time, I guess the beginning of June or so, because summer's been going by, and every time you called me, I was off or away or something was going on, and now you tell me that you are now under direct assault, you and others in the movement, for being so successful in trying to fight the onslaught of the invasion USA.
Well, it's not just me that's under attack. Everybody across the country that's been trying to stop this invasion, they're very, very upset about what happened with the amnesty. They thought that was a shoo-in. You know, La Raza, Maldef, the rest of them, the communists, mm-hmm. thought that was the end of this country. And the very difficult thing of doing is trying to convince people that it's really the Communist Party is one of the major players behind this. We're putting on a rally this Saturday, September 1st, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. It's Save America, Save Hazleton, mm-hmm. Support Mayor Barletta. We're going to have Daryl Metcalf. He's the state legislator for legal immigration in from Pennsylvania. Congressman Paul Brown from Georgia, the new congressman from Georgia, is going to be there. Mm-hmm. Frank George from LAIR, Latino Americans for Immigration Reform. He's also Antelope Valley Minutemen. Reverend Jesse Peterson, Joey Vento from Geno State.
All right, hang on, John, just there, because we have a quick break. Be right back, and plenty of time to talk. All right, John Clark, my guest, you join us. If you have a question or a comment, get on the line. I'm Rick Adams, and we'll be back in 3 minutes to begin.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Our guest for a little bit here anyway is John Clark. And John, you know, you were just telling us about some of the people that will be at this rally for Hazleton in Hazleton, Pennsylvania.
No, this will be in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Oh, Harrisburg. Well, all right. But you will have the mayor of Hazleton.
Up.
You will have a number of people. Jesse Peterson, you mentioned, Reverend Peterson.
And we're
a whole
going
host
to have
of us. Joey Venta. Yeah, go
Georgia,
ahead.
Congressman Brown.
Mm-hmm.
We're a little concerned because this communist group I first came in contact with a couple of years ago. I was a keynote speaker in New Jersey for the Minutemen. They charged $10 to come in, and about 30 minutes into the program, about 10 of these people that had paid $10 stood up with a banner, Death to the Fascist. Mm-hmm. And there were three police officers in the building, and they thought it was part of the program. Then there was about 150 people outside trying to crash the building. Then they realized it was not part of the program. The SWAT team came in, cuffed them, took them away. This was the first run-in with this Daryl Jenkins, who's a communist homosexual.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second time that I came in contact with was Long Island with Chris Simcox at VFW out there. They showed up again. And he tried to talk to me. I told him where to go. They vandalized some of the people's cars. They broke their windows, cut their upholstery. I was the MC for the thing in Hazleton for Mayor Barletta and heard nothing from them. But now they're so upset because they lost this amnesty bid. They're attacking a lot of people around the country. Ted Hayes, who's black, was attacked. Other people have been attacked in Morristown, New Jersey. There were a man and woman that were attacked, beaten up very bad, put in the hospital. They're pulling out all the stops. They're going to get violent. And this group that's going to show up is coming to this event in Harrisburg this Saturday. And we also got word that Stormfront is coming, showing up to counter these people. Mm-hmm. So it's payback time. So the police have told us, the state police are coming, local police, because this could really be really bad, is what I'm saying. I'm just concerned about the congressman. It's the first time he's ever attended anything like this. He said that, you know, I told him there could be violence. He said, that's okay, I'm an ex-Marine. So we really have to, you know, help these new congressmen that are on our side with this. This Congressman Brown from Georgia, willing to come out here. Also, Daryl Metcalf, he's a state legislator in the state of Pennsylvania. They're calling it the largest event ever in Pennsylvania for an immigration event.
Mm-hmm.
We're hoping a lot of people will come out and support us. Now, the other thing is the ACLU is coming out with these communist groups,
mm-hmm.
socialist groups, to attack us.
Birds okay? of a feather, yes.
Yeah, we and people have to realize the ACLU is one of our top enemies.
Mm-hmm.
They was founded by a communist, and these people, they sued the city of Hazleton. They put 23 lawyers in there, and the reason for that, if the city lost, the city would have to pay for those 23 lawyers. Well, the city did lose. But Mayor Barletta is not going to give up. He's going to take it all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. They've scared every city that tried to do the same as Barletta with these lawyers, you know, threatening to bankrupt the city. If the city of Hazleton loses, it bankrupts the city. These people are vermin. These communists are for real. Now, I've tried to talk to a couple of people trying to explain it that it's the Communist Party, one of the major players. They can't believe it. They think the Communist Party doesn't exist.
Well,
Russia,
you know,
is rearming, like we've talked before. Russia and Red China, they've worked all this out.
If they have seen any of your videos, though, surely there would be any doubt
always,
left in their minds.
Yeah, it's always the Communist Party. The 13 years I've been involved with this, it's always the Communist Party and the Catholic Church, the two mm-hmm. major players behind this illegal immigration invasion. And then you have this Elvira,
mm-hmm.
you know, down
yes.
in
Mistress
down in
of Darkness.
Mexico.
Yes.
She really cares about her son, right?
Oh,
yeah. She leaves her son here.
Yep.
I mean, she really cares. That's all these communists do is they use the baby waving. They could care less. All they care about is themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a friend of mine has a radio show in Omaha, Nebraska. Steve Brown. He's been in radio for many, many years. I rode up with him up to the straw poll up in Iowa. We went up to Ames, Iowa,
mm-hmm.
straw poll. Tom Tancredo was up there. I went to see Tom and a few others. I just wanted to get firsthand. He'd never been to one. He wanted to see what was going on. Just mm-hmm. a complete circus. The guy that got the most votes paid the $35 fee for 4,500 people, and other people did it. I mean, it's a circus. Our country, it's just beyond belief what has happened, Rick. Just beyond belief.
Well, at the same point in time, though,
because
of all of this, we have, I believe, an incredible awakening on the part of Middle America now, and the people, the American public, white America, as it were, quote-unquote, and the dumb goyim are beginning to get restless. They're beginning to get very angry because, as you have seen, we have witnessed this incredible opposition to these groups. And these groups, these communist groups, are really their own worst enemy, John. What they do is
well,
they come
like
out,
I said,
they identify themselves.
CNN's going to be there Saturday.
Yeah. Sure.
This congressman is going to see firsthand what these people really are and the ACLU.
Well, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. They can see for themselves now exactly what this fight is all about. It's about the communization of America. And George Bush and the neocons at the top are pulling the strings, you see, over George Bush. And what they're doing is creating a vice. And we're caught in that vice, the American middle class.
Well,
we are caught
worse,
in pressure.
You can even imagine, though, Rick. I've
huh?
been out there. I've been out. There's a reason why I haven't been on. I've been out there traveling.
Yeah, I know you have.
And in
yeah.
South Carolina, you have this spine ball, Lindsey Graham. I mean, he's toast. They've already censured him. I was up there for a meeting up there.
Kyle Kennedy, McCain, all of them.
McCain. But only by the grace of God did we stop that amnesty. It was only because of people like yourself.
All of us, Lou Dobbs, working.
Because I know a friend of mine was in the cloakroom when they were getting ready to vote, and he said they were really running scared.
Mm-hmm.
But look at the Democrats. The Democrats are pure evil. There's nothing redeeming about them. There's maybe one, Nelson out of Nebraska. Not one of them voted to help the Border Patrol agents, Compion and Ramos. Now, Joe Loya was supposed to come to this rally, but something came up with Ramos's wife, so he's not coming. But
right.
He was going to come to this. But if people want to check out this rally, just go to voiceofthepeopleusa.com and just click on rally details. And I hope they'll show up to confront the ACLU and this communist organization and say, hey, we don't want you people here. And, you know, they're calling me a white supremacist. Now, the guy that's calling me a white supremacist is black. He's for black power. And he's a homosexual, and he's calling me a white supremacist.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, I mean, you must be one of those terrible people. You believe in America first. You don't believe in illegals coming into the country, breaking the law, killing Americans, drug wars, and all of that. You must be. That's shameful.
Yeah, well, he calls us a hate group. You know, AIC, Barbara Coe's a hate group, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center. I said, yes. We are a hate group. We hate anybody who hates America, period.
That's right, especially when it comes to the Southern Poverty Law Center. Of
all
people.
That's another group. I mean, it's just incredible that these vermin.
Yeah.
You know, and if you've ever watched a documentary on, like, North Korea, this Kim Jong, I mean, this guy has 100 cars, limousines, you know, a billionaire like Castro, the same thing with Hugo Chavez, supposedly for the poor people wearing Armani suits.
Mm-hmm.
His favorite car is, you know, the big Hummer. He's got a couple of Hummers.
Mm-hmm.
This is what they want to do to the United States, and the American people have been dumbed down. But like you said, a lot of them are awakening, thanks to people like yourself and Lou Dobbs and others, because they said it was the media, and they call right-wing radio. Yeah, we're all right-wing.
Oh, yeah.
All we care about is this country, and they're trying to divide us on the racial lines. That's why, you know, they said, oh, well, Jesse Peterson, you know, is just a tool of the, you know, the white devil. And same thing with Frank George, you know, with Latino Americans for immigration reform. You know, they call them you know, racist. They called Terry Anderson a white supremacist. They call Izola Foster, who's black, a white supremacist. They call Barry Weinstein, a friend of mine, Barry Weinstein, the ADL, calls him an anti-Semite, and his parents were in the Holocaust.
Oh, my. Well, anyway, there you go. I mean, the name-calling is just incredible, isn't it?
Oh, but it's really serious, though. I mean, they are going to get more violent. They realize that they lost a big opportunity, but the Democrats, like Feinstein, are going to try to bring it back. Now, Lindsey Graham is trying to reverse his tracks, but it's too late. I mean, the guy's gone. McCain, you know, his chief of staff.
Well, and the administration itself, all of them have sold out, and they're all working together.
But look what we have left.
Yeah. And
Obama and Hillary.
Hey, it's the American people versus them. That's what it comes down to, and I think that that's big enough. If people indeed do what's right and continue to organize as you have done, and you have educated people with the videos, Americans for Immigration Control and Barbara Coe and George and all of the rest of the organizations, the Minutemen and so forth, and Jerry Corsi now, you know, with the book The Late Great USA, and what is happening with the North American Union. I think that if people see the bigger picture, John, they will begin to become totally organized against the congressional move. And these people are running scared in Congress.
Well, they are running scared.
They are.
But here's another thing that's happened. There are a lot of these groups that are popping up that are put there by either the administration or the Communist Party pretending to be immigration reform.
Mm-hmm.
We just had an incident where this guy...
Can you hold that thought, John? Quick break. We'll be right back with more. John Clark, my guest. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. only here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
John, yes, this you were just mentioning the important things that you need to that we need to know actually about the movement and the response of organizations, and I didn't mean to interrupt you, but go ahead. I forget exactly what you were saying.
If people want to go see this communist website, it's One People's Project. Okay,
right.
This is Daryl Jenkins, who's calling me a white supremacist, and the ACLU has their statement on here by the ACLU of Pennsylvania. They're coming out in force, bringing the Pennsylvania Human Relations Commission, the Pennsylvania Jewish Coalition, the Pennsylvania Network of Unity Coalitions, Pennsylvania Immigration and Citizenship Coalition, American Civil Liberties Union of Pennsylvania. These are all the groups that the ACLU is coming to support this communist organization. Now, if when they get to the main page and they look on the left-hand side, you'll see what they have about our
Give us the website. Give us the website again.
It's One People's Project. .com.
One spelled out O-N-E, right?
Right. OnePeople'sProject.com.
Okay.
P-E-O-P-L-E-S Project.com. This is Daryl Jenkins, who's a communist.
.com, yes, com.
And you look on the left-hand side, you'll see Harrisburg, and it says a direct threat to myself. They probably will get John Clark to say it. Some people have no shame. Let's give them some.
Now, the organizations that are involved, can you name some of these, really these violent groups that are involved?
Well, One People's Project is the most violent one. That's
Right, because you know, we just had in my area, Rhode Island, we had this Industrial Workers of the World. And they're also prone to creating incidents with the police, and then they try to go and sue the police over police brutality when they provoke an incident, and they threaten to march through the town again. And the mayor of North Providence and the head of this group, Mr. Bray, decided that they were going to hold their second rally in a very orderly, peaceful manner, because the people of the town... I mean, really, this is not good PR on their part. See, the people of the town hate this sort of thing, and they are rebelling against it. And I think that the more these communist groups come out, the better it is for all of us, John, because
what they're doing is revealing
who they are.
There are people and groups out there that are moles, either from the administration or these communist groups. Now,
yes.
There was one group called Pro-America Company.
Mm-hmm.
A guy by the name of Dave Marlette. Now, I called him. They wanted me to have him speak because I looked at his website. Looked pretty good. Well, he sent a letter to one of the organizers that he did not want to be on the same program with a white supremacist and racist. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, mysteriously, his letter to Dan. Well, he also sent a copy to every one of the speakers of this letter. Then his letter mysteriously appears on this One People's Project website.
Mm-hmm.
Then I confronted him with it, and he denied it. Well, the next day it was off the website, off the One People's Project website, because I threatened him with legal action.
Yep. Well,
we just don't know where all these people are coming. They're coming out of the woodwork, Rick, everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they went after the Minutemen, and they're going after every organization.
Well, they're even going after Bill O'Reilly and Sean Hannity. My goodness.
Yeah, well,
because
you
once in a while they give you some
Rogue's
truth.
Gallery. No, look at the Rogue's Gallery.
I'm looking at it now. Yes.
I just
Rogue's
made it.
Gallery.
Yeah, Barbara Coe's on there. They
yeah, John. There you are, John. John Clark.
Phyllis Schlafly.
I don't see.
Bill O'Reilly.
Rick Adams here. Hmm. I'm disappointed.
Yeah, I mean, I'd known about this list for quite a while, and I felt really kind of offended that I wasn't on there, so.
And here you are now, right?
Yeah.
There you are. You're making.
I mean, but it is serious, though, Rick. Yeah. I mean, these people are very dangerous, and they're going to do everything they can to take over this country. And American people, like, they woke up for this amnesty and stopped this amnesty. They've got to do the same thing with these people. They're just no good.
Right.
And if people want communism, let them go ahead and keep doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And they've pulled every trick in the book. And they've posed as all these different groups that are supposedly fighting the same fight we are. And here's what happens with this latest one here.
Well, this is good in a way, because as you just put it, if people want communism, they're going to get it. Well, I don't think they really want communism when it's called true communism. But isn't it interesting that if you want to see the face of communism, you know, they used to say that behind every Bush was a communist. Now they say behind every communist there's a Bush, you know, the Bush, the
right.
Bush family and so forth.
Just look at the Democratic Party.
Yeah, well, the fact is, look at all of them, right? The Republicans and the Democrats, save a handful of good ones that are in Congress that are opposing this. And, you know, people like, Duncan Hunter, of course, and others that are opposing the sellout and the North American Union and all of this betrayal through the amnesty bill, which George Bush says is not amnesty. They're guests and guest workers. And, you know, the fact of the matter is, it is an all-out assault on us, and that is the communist plan, is to encircle America, as you point out, weaken us from within.
And with the fifth column. They have
yeah, the fifth column.
Country.
Absolutely.
They're depleting our resources,
sure.
The money that is costing us to maintain in Iraq. We're getting that money from Red China.
And that is the enemy right there.
Like Ron Paul said, we're on the verge of bankruptcy.
We are. Yep. Be right back. John Clark, my guest. Americans for Immigration Control, Rick Adams. You'll be with us just a bit now. He hasn't got all night. If you have a quick question or comment, you may call in. We'll put you on. 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7. But I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So, what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
I'm here, ladies and gentlemen. I thought that we were being attacked. I didn't hear that great clip of George Bush. I thought maybe the MALDEF group and the La Raza and maybe that's a revenge of Alberto Gonzalez. But it played. Anyway,
Look who they're talking about to replace Gonzalez.
Yeah. Chertoff. Well, that's what we talked about last night. Chertoff, the son of the devil.
See,
this may be orchestrated, and then the move to get rid of, the senator from Idaho over this incident, maybe more than meets the eye.
Anyway. Larry Craig has been our enemy for a long time on the immigration.
Oh, yeah. But, on some things, the Republican Party, as you pointed out earlier, the only vestige is in that party, basically. And they're weakening it. George Bush did his best to do that in election time, didn't he?
Sure did. Tom Coburn is one of the best in the Senate from Oklahoma.
Yeah.
A great senator. He's been steadfast.
Coburn, yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very good. And he's a doctor. I mean, that explains a lot of it. Now, this Congressman Brown that's coming to this rally on Saturday. He's also a doctor.
Well, Georgia
all the
now
ones that are lawyers,
is one of the key states that has passed new laws. You mentioned Hazleton, and we'll go to the phones in a minute. We've got callers. But you mentioned Hazleton, and, you know, Hazleton, regardless of what happened in court, there are so many different bills now in different states. Virtually every state and every community in a state that is overwhelmed with illegals has their own particular and different ordinance having to do with these issues pertaining to helping illegals who are illegally in the country take advantage of services and business and so forth. So there are so many ordinances now.
I know, but the ACLU has stopped them all in their tracks, okay?
Oh, I don't think so. I don't think so, John. Yeah, I don't think they've stopped them all because the response has been absolutely overwhelming now opposed to this, and they don't know what to do about it. See, they've got the Ford Foundation. They've got the Rockefeller Foundation. They've got all of this money coming into their pockets, as well as taxpayers' money. And somebody brought it up last night about La Raza. How much taxpayers' money goes into La Raza? Do you know?
No, I don't. But, you know, these meetings that these senators had to discuss this amnesty,
mm-hmm.
there wasn't one representative of the American people. The representative that was there was La Raza, the race. That's like having the KKK at a meeting. It's okay for them to be racist,
mm-hmm.
but if we say anything at all, we are the racist. They
yes.
can't be racist. I mean, it is just... And I was just in the Savannah, Georgia, and I was talking to a couple of restaurant people there, and
mm-hmm.
they said, people are really getting fed up with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this reverse discrimination. They're just,
well,
they're just
that's what I'm saying, yeah. Yeah. The response, you see, the blowback is what you want to look at, not just the blow, but the blowback, okay? And as I said, this is a movement that's not dying and is not going to be solved by the courts. And I believe, quite frankly, that if it does get to the Supreme Court, the court's going to throw it right back down, and I think they are going to lose in this particular instance. And Hazleton will come up victorious in every other community because the federal government has now abandoned, officially abandoned, any movement to protect and do what it's duly constituted to do, protect our borders.
Rick,
so this is the issue.
The reason why we pay taxes, the main reason, is
right.
for the federal government to protect us. They
mm-hmm.
have failed us miserably.
Well, they're working for the enemy. They're actually working to destroy us. Yes.
As long as I've been on talking on your show, I've been saying the same thing. And, you know, people have, that's the only reason why the amnesty was stopped. But they're going to keep pushing, and they're going to get more violent. And they have, you know, they keep saying 12 million illegals. We estimate closer to 30 million illegals. And you forget about the red Chinese. We've talked about the red Chinese
mm-hmm.
illegals in this country. They're being very stealthy. They're just waiting, biding their time.
Yeah, stealth. Yeah.
The communists, you know, it's a little chip at a time. You know, like Khrushchev said many years ago, we'll bury you.
Mm-hmm.
And President of Iran will bring America to its knees. Hugo Chavez said the same thing. Well, I hope the American people, you know, just say, that's it.
Well, once again, John, the media are the enemy. And they are deliberately ignoring this issue. They have buried it as much as they possibly can, giving it only scant coverage. They don't show the homes, the individuals, the ranchers, the people being killed. This New Jersey incident has really galvanized people like nothing else, with these college students being murdered.
That's the Morristown. That's where these this communist group
right.
Beat up this man and woman, a young couple.
Mm-hmm.
So dragged them out of their truck, beat them with pipes.
And, yep.
You know... they're going to get payback. I mean,
these are the tolerance people, right?
I don't condone groups like Stormfront and all these other groups, you know.
Well, this is what they want. They want violence, and violence is their methodology, as it was in the 60s, for violent change, you know. But I think that when the American public can see this for itself and it reaches their community, they react very negatively toward these communist groups. And they don't want violence, but they want enforcement of the law, and they want to set this government back on its feet, not on its head. The government itself is the enemy, and the American public are demanding that the laws be enforced, and we need, as you have said before on this program, John, there is no reason in the world why people cannot be deported en masse, and it should happen. I'm sorry, but it needs to happen. Yeah, well, that's only one avenue, the EVS. And then you have the HB1 workers, the HB2 workers. You have these companies now that are advertising, these law firms that are advertising, say, hey, don't worry, we'll help get you the employees. To hell with the Americans, to hell with the natives, to hell with those that are true blue Americans in this nation. We'll bring in the foreigners under legal visas, and we'll let them work, and we'll reduce the wage scale, and we'll make it cheaper and cheaper for these massive corporations. And that's the name of the game. They're running the show. They're on the same side as the ACLU. They're on the same side as the Communist Party. And here they are, the so-called capitalist bastions. And what did Lenin say? They'll sell you the rope, right?
That's right.
Okay, let me take a call or two. 800-313-9443. John Clark, Americans for Immigration Control. Rita in Texas. Hello, Rita. Yes, Rita. Hello.
Hello?
Is this Rita? Who is this? Rita? Do I have my connections proper here?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello. Hello, Rick?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Rita from Texas.
That's what I said. Yes, Rita.
Yeah.
Shy. You're too shy, Rita. You're the shy lady, huh?
I thought you were an honest person, Rick. Now you've changed my mind.
I'm very honest.
Well, if I'm shy, I don't know what bold is then.
All right. I'm teasing you. I'm teasing you, Rita.
Oh, well, I'm not laughing.
Okay. I am. All right. Go ahead.
I heard Mr. John Clark use some adjectives about other people.
Yep.
Well, you know, this is the United States of America. And I would like to use my adjectives with regards to this Mr. John Clark. He sounds to me like an anti-Catholic Nazi.
Okay. I am Catholic.
He's Catholic.
Well, if you're Catholic, sir, I'm Satan. You know, because if you are Catholic, you would know the history of Germany, wherein the German Nazis were against not only communists but also Catholics. And there was a sermon of Bishop Clemens von Galen that was given in 1941 against the Gestapo. And it could be obtainable on the website www.priestsforlife.org. And this methodology of what is going on in this country, and it really concerns me, is what the Nazis did when the Germans were basically blaming all the Jews for their problems. Now, instead of in this country doing the Jews, we're doing the aliens, the so-called illegal aliens.
And they're invaders. They are invaders. They are not.
I disagree with you. I disagree with you because I look at, you know, both patties walk, actions talk. And one of the things that came that this bishop said that I believe is true, and he said this: justice is the foundation of states. Only when the possessors of state power bow in reverence before the royal majesty of justice and use the sword of retribution only in the service of justice, only then can the power of the state stand with sincerity and the chance of lasting success before the illegal use of force by those who are accidentally the stronger, before the suppression of the weaker and their debasement in unworthy servitude. In 1941, this particular bishop was talking about how the Gestapo were going in and they were taking out the Jesuits and other religious people out of their monasteries. There was no accusation. They were summarily picking them up, throwing them in prison, and banishing them and confiscating their property. That, sir, is what is going on in this country.
Well,
I don't care,
Rita,
what...
You know, the Jesuits weren't exactly the patriotic paragons of virtue in Germany any more than they are here in this country today. Many of them were leading the Marxist revolution. and the assault on Germany during that period of the 30s, just as the communists were organized here in America during the Roosevelt administration. And many Catholics, unfortunately, were behind the Roosevelt administration. Some were not, you know, like, you know, some of the patriotic ones who stood up against the government. And you know what happened to them?
Well,
they were driven off the air.
You have had people that have been impersonating themselves to be Catholics and they've been Jewish. This man who claims to be Catholic, he sounds very much like a Masonic, anti-Catholic Nazi.
Who's that? My guest?
Yes.
John, are you a Masonic?
I'm not going to argue with the woman, okay? She's got her own set of opinions. She doesn't believe that illegal aliens are invaders and... You know, let her go on talking, you know.
Yeah, you know, sir, I believe in due process of law. I believe that every citizen has the right to be unmolested by those in government, and that if they're going to be punished, needs to be a complaint, needs to be a trial jury.
Rita, the key word you just used is citizen.
Do what?
And the people who are coming here illegally are not citizens.
They're persons.
Now you've changed it.
They are persons.
But they are not legally here, and that's first issue. And you know, if somebody came on your property illegally, the first thing you'd do is defend your property, and that's really what we're saying. That's what the debate is all about. All right, we got to move along, though. We have other callers.
Rick,
I appreciate your input.
Yes. Here with the Catholic Church. I was on a radio show, and the host called the Catholic hierarchy and told them what I was going to be talking about, how the Catholic Charities receives $1.5 billion from federal and state taxes for refugee resettlement.
Exactly, yeah.
Cardinal Phony Mahoney Baloney just paid off $600 million to the Catholic Church for child molesters in the church. He's always pushing illegal aliens. Every opportunity that they have, they're there along with the Communist Party.
Right.
I'm Episcopalian, okay? I refuse to go to my church. The way it's been hijacked, just like the unions have been hijacked. The AFL-CIO, the unions have been hijacked, taking the illegals in. People think that these institutions are sacred. These corporations are no longer, they don't care about America. They don't want any borders. All they care about is bottom line. How many units, how cheap can we sell? Okay, she wants to call me a Nazi, fine. She's just like this communist. Calling me a white supremacist.
Well, there you go. I mean, you know, I mean, the name calling we can do without.
That's all they can do is name call. And then she said, these are not illegal aliens. These are invaders. I mean, come on.
Well, but I mean, the debate is about who is here legally and who is not. Regardless of their ethnicity.
It's just illegal, period.
Yeah. And it doesn't have a particular color, illegal, as you know. All right, let's take another call. Henry in Connecticut. Hello, Henry. You're next.
Hello. And you mentioned open up the borders and downsize the wages and this and that. Well, I could add two more. The other thing is also to allow millions and millions of anchor babies or thousands, I should say, or hundreds of thousands of anchor babies.
Millions.
And
millions, yeah.
Right. And millions of third world people, so they could also turn this country from a predominantly Western, predominantly European Western nation into a third world one.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the other thing. What I want to ask him is this, though, your guest.
Yeah.
There is a bill. Ricky had another guest on a couple of days ago. I think it was Frosty. They was proposing a bill to do something about the anchor baby situation. And, of course, that bill will be worthless unless it pertains to past tense. In other words, if it's something that's for any future anchor babies, but it's also, what about the millions that have already been here? And have
trying to get that passed. We've been trying to get a constitutional amendment on the 14th Amendment. The 14th Amendment was originally meant for the slaves after the Civil War, not for to be abused by these criminal illegal aliens, invaders. And I doubt very much if they did get a pass, if it would be retroactive. I mean, that would be almost impossible.
Yeah.
To enforce, and I doubt very much it would ever pass. But they are working on that still to get rid of this. It's an abuse. I mean, these are criminals that have broken the law, and they're rewarded by giving their children U.S. citizenship.
Let me ask,
who are doing it legally.
Yeah, well, let me
Henry?
Ask this.
Go ahead.
Do you have to change the Constitution in order to pass a law to make those anchor babies that came here from even late 90s to now not citizens?
Well,
first off,
they go by the 14th Amendment by giving them citizenship from the 14th Amendment, and it doesn't say that. But according to the congressman that I've, over the years, like Brian Bilbray tried for years, it was H.R. 7, to get rid of this anchor baby nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
And could never get it done. Jim Trafficant tried to get the military on the border. He's in prison. Sonny Bono tried to stop the drugs coming across the border. He's dead. So, you know, just trying to get anything done there is just almost impossible. Now with the Democrats, you think they're going to do that? Those are their, that's their voting block. The illegal aliens are their voting block with these kids.
I can understand. The Democrats seem to also panic all that racial diversity stuff, too. I mean,
Democrats are, you know, just terrible, absolutely terrible.
Yeah, they're not what they were.
Not one of them voted to help Campion and Ramos. Not one Democrat voted to help them.
Yeah, but Trafficant was a Democrat, wasn't he?
Who?
Was Trafficant a Democrat, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. He was the only Democrat that would help us on the immigration issue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well,
and,
he made the ones in the past.
He tried
yeah.
for years to get the military on the border, and one day, years ago, before he went to prison, he says, I can't do it. He says, you guys are going to have to do it, meaning grassroots. And, well, that's what we have to do.
Yeah.
We have to do it as the American people.
And the Democratic Party shunned him like you can imagine, like an AIDS patient.
And who put him in prison?
Yeah, right, Chertoff.
Chertoff is the one that prosecuted him.
Exactly.
Yeah, let me ask this.
All right, go ahead, quickly.
What would it take
to... All right, hang on. We have another bunch of callers, so we'll get to all of you. If, John, you can stay. But hang on, Henry. I'll have you ask that one more question when we come back. Carol, you'll be next in Pennsylvania, and more to come right here on Uncensored Radio Free America, this very lively edition with John Clark, Americans for Immigration Control. Be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The Insider Secrets Revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
Okay, and we're back with John Clark and Henry. You had one more quick question. Go right ahead.
Yeah, what I was going to say is, what does it take to change the Fourth Amendment? I mean, would that
14th
be...
14th Amendment.
What would it...
A constitutional amendment.
Right, that's right. I'm saying what would... Right, but I mean, I'm talking about with the people. I mean, would it be only the congressman and every state representative and senator have to vote for it, too, or is it something...
It would have to be a certain percentage. I forget the exact percentage of the House. The Senate would have to vote for it in order to pass.
All right, but what about the people, though?
The government doesn't represent the people anymore.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. That's a loophole.
We have to do it. I mean, we...
Right, but that's a loophole with the Founding Fathers, because, you know, when I read the Constitution, I saw that, and I was thinking that shouldn't it be the people primarily that would amend or change the Constitution?
It would be a big undertaking, but if a person in each state could get that going, yes. I don't see why not. Because the American people have to do it.
Well, because we could lose our whole culture, language, and everything else. I mean, if we get...
This is the legal revolution, you see, the 14th Amendment nonsense and all of this other foolishness. This is where the ACLU was established as a legal bulwark of the Communist Party, like the Lawyers Guild. And they worked through within the system, throughout the judiciary, to bring about a communist revolution while working on the street at the same time. You see, this is a very exact, precise formula.
Yeah, and don't forget the Center for Policy Studies, too. Which
well,
is
you name them all, and you name Modi's groups, and all
right,
of them are working
right,
for the same
right,
goal.
Just before I hang up, what year did they make the 14th Amendment? That was done...
Well, it was never legally ratified because New Jersey and Ohio opted out. They repealed their vote, so they were two votes short, but that was 1868, I believe.
Oh, 1868. That's right, from the Civil War.
Right,
okay.
After the Civil War.
All right, okay.
Okay,
thank you.
All right, but you see, what happens is, even whether something is legally done or not, it's proclaimed to be legal anyway. And this is the courts are out of control, Congress is out of control, politicians are out of control.
Out of control. Rick, and, you know, I hate to be short, but, you know, like that guest, Rita, but I just don't have time for people like that anymore.
Yeah.
I have to deal with these jerks out there
I understand.
All the time.
You're always going to have opposition, and we allow dissent, and we allow anybody to call in and argue, because
that's fine,
shows
but
itself.
I don't have to respond to them because I don't have to.
No, you don't have to. But anyway, we allow it and we permit it because the debate is on. People need to see what this debate is all about. And really, truthfully, the name calling part we can do without. Let's take Carol in Pennsylvania. Hello, Carol.
Hello, Rick.
Yes.
I take care of Rita for you?
Oh, all right.
Rita, you said she was shy. By all means, I think
Well, I was
wrong.
Being facetious, obviously.
Yes, but anyway,
yes.
Rita needs to know that the illegals are bringing leprosy into the United States.
Mm-hmm.
She needs to know they're bringing Chagas disease into the United
yes.
States. And if she doesn't know what that is, people eat in the restaurants where the Mexicans cook, Rita, and they die of parasites. They're bringing the tuberculosis in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Over a year ago, I happened to be outside of Pittsburgh, and I talked to a young lady at a gas station while I was getting gas, and she said the prison in Pittsburgh was full of TB and the Mercer County prison in Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Well,
from the illegals.
I just found out from a very good source in Nebraska that they have photos, information of illegals working in packing plants that had just been tested for TB, and their shots, where they had the shots tested, are inflamed.
Mm-hmm.
And they also have all these diseases working mm-hmm. in these packing plants.
Yeah. If you wish to hang on, because we didn't give
yes,
you enough time, stay where you are, Carol. John, can you stay?
Yeah, okay, Rick.
Stay as long as you can, anyway. Okay, we'll be right back. Hour number two in 1 minute. right here of the program, Uncensored Radio, Free America, Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, with John Clark, my guest. With